It's telethon time. It's September. It's the Bob Enyart Live annual telethon. Can you help keep Bob Enyart on the air for another year? I know you can do it. Every subscription, we're giving away Bob's brand new video on the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Have you ever wondered what happened to the tree of the knowledge of good and evil? Have you ever wondered why it is that God put that tree in the midst of the garden? I've wondered a lot of things about the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And Bob's brand new video version of his insightful teaching on the tree of the knowledge of good and evil is free for anyone who subscribes to any of our monthly subscriptions. Our newest product, our monthly sermon audios on standard compact disc, allows you to listen to the sermon on any CD player, including the one in your car. You can also get the monthly sermons on MP3 CD, or you can get the video version of the monthly sermon videos on DVD. Bob's monthly Bible studies are now available on DVD or MP3 CD. These are great for starting your own family Bible study or a neighborhood Bible study. And Bob's monthly topical videos give you a new topical video each month. And with the best of Bob, you can get the best 8 Bob Enyart Live shows every month. Folks, I know you get a lot out of Bob Enyart Live, and it's time to pay a little bit forward. Help keep Bob Enyart Live on the air. Call us up or go to kgov.com, subscribe to one of Bob's monthly teaching series, or just make a donation, $5, $10, $5,000, $10,000. It's the Bob Enyart Telethon. We need your help to keep on the air. God bless you.
It's the place to be before the election, the Colorado Right to Life Banquet. Hi, I'm Greg Jackson, and personhood should be back on the ballot, and the nation's hottest, newest radio host, Steve Dace, is coming from the heartland of America to Denver, the heart of personhood country. Dace will encourage us to fight on to victory. So come out Friday night, September 14th. Register online at coloradorighttolife.org or call 303-753-9394. That's 303-753-9394 or go to coloradorighttolife.org. Register today. Don't hesitate.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Now, the Denver Post is reporting that personhood definitely will not be on the ballot in November. And I have here in studio longtime vice president of Colorado Right to Life, Leslie Hanks. Welcome, Leslie.
Hi, Bob.
So how do we get more information? Because I generally don't trust the Denver Post.
You don't?
No, count me naive. But generally, the Denver Compost, the Rocky Mountain News is gone. One day, the New York Times will be gone. It couldn't happen to nicer people. You know?
That's right.
But the newsprint industry obviously is imploding, and that's fine by me. But they have been hostile toward unborn children for as long as I can remember.
Absolutely.
The Denver Post.
Absolutely.
Almost celebrating the children that get killed by Colorado abortionists, including Warren Hearn up in Boulder, mm-hmm. Planned Parenthood in Denver. So is the Denver Post the final word? Is that it? Are we definitely not on the ballot?
Well, as you and I were discussing, we don't necessarily agree with their perspective very often. So I believe we're going to have an update at the banquet Friday night.
That's right. We'll give a briefing to the inner circle.
Yeah, that's right.
The personhood activist, 100 or 200 of our closest friends who will come out to the banquet. It's Friday night. That's the day after tomorrow.
That's right.
So it's really important to register now. And so you could find out the latest, and also just for the encouragement, the fellowship, and to help re-equip Colorado Right to Life for the battle ahead.
That's right. And my co-sponsor from the 2010 Personhood Ballot Initiative is going to be speaking and giving us the update. So Gualberto Garcia-Jones will be speaking to us Friday night.
He'll do the briefing, and so we'll find out the latest. Guabe is a lawyer, and he's the Personhood Colorado lawyer. And so it'll be fascinating. Probably the nation's best law firm has been retained for this effort. And there's been a massive effort by pro-lifers in Colorado and elsewhere who have called at 303-753-9394, Colorado Right to Life. Usually they end up speaking to Donna.
Right.
And saying, I'd like to help rescue signatures. And that effort is going on as we speak.
It is. It is. And then Friday night, we have such a great lineup. Steve Dace is our speaker.
Yeah.
One of the hottest nationally syndicated talk show hosts in the country.
Yeah, newest, hottest national talk show host, Steve Dace. He is great. He was on with Doug and I on Monday, and I really thought he was brilliant.
That was a fascinating show. I'm so glad we got to hear a taste of what he has to share with us. But
yeah.
He has a personal story and a vested interest in seeing preborn babies' lives spared, Bob. He is on fire for personhood.
Mm-hmm.
And he and our MC, Greg Jackson, have written a book together, We Won't Be Fooled Again. And those books will be available at the event, and they can get autographed. And we'll probably have some Bob Enyart Live materials available, Lord willing. You'll bring some of those.
You know what? The American Right to Life Focus on the Strategy DVDs, we put in a request to have a couple dozen of each of those available, Focus 1, 2, and 3.
Fabulous.
And so, and as always, the revenue, if people purchase those, the revenue is donated to Colorado Right to Life when they are sold at the banquet.
Well, that's very generous, but we know that your show is also involved in a telethon this month, and we always need to be raising funds to keep you on the air.
Well, that's kind of you to say that. Our telethon goal, we just passed 10%, so I'm very thankful. A lot of gratitude to those in the audience who've kept us on the air now for 22 years.
Wow, that is fantastic.
22 years, 5 days a week, and we're at $3,200. And our goal is $30,000.
Well, let's get going here, folks.
Yeah, it's a big goal. But I don't know how it is. God blesses, and we walk by faith. But somehow, year in and year out, we come right up to that goal, or we hit that goal.
Well,
and it's always been difficult. And the economy's rough, and it's been especially rough for Bob and Yart Live over these last few months with the summer months and all, and the rough economy. So we are struggling like we've never struggled before. But Lord willing, we'll pull through this with the help of our friends, and we'll be on the air for another year.
That's right. You've got some great friends all over the country, Bob. And I know personally, it's just a tremendous blessing to me to be able to hear your show. And if I'm ever possible, I never would miss a day.
Wow.
Go back and listen to the podcast later if I do have to miss a show.
Yeah, but because they're online at kgov.com.
And they're so informative. You really get a great education.
Sometimes when we make a local announcement or something like that that's not really necessary for the long-term archives, we might edit those out and make the show more concise.
Right.
So that it might end up being 25 minutes, 26, 27 minutes. And so you really get a jam-packed time of a biblical worldview. Leslie, our show on Friday, there were Christians who went to Singapore for a huge geology conference by the American Geophysical Union, and they presented the most stunning evidence to affirm the teaching of the Bible at a secular geophysics conference.
Excellent.
And
that's exciting.
I can't wait for Friday when I'll be interviewing one of the scientists who went over to Singapore. This was an international team. I'll give you a hint. They took dinosaurs from China, from Europe, Alaska, Texas, and six others, 10 dinosaurs. They sent them to five laboratories around the world, Premier Labs, and they said, could you date these bones for us? And the results are startling.
Ooh, so, that's exciting.
Yeah, really, really fun.
Well, and you know, talking about your friends out of state, one of the fun things I thought was going on with the last telethon was when we got a little competition going between the states. So I don't know if you're checking things out in that respect this time, but
that's a good idea, and we'll have to do that.
Yeah. Indiana seems like they always are right up there at the top of the list. Was that the winner last year?
Well, no. Last year, I think, was the first year that Colorado beat Indiana.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. And
Fabulous.
The reason Indiana has always been a strong source of support for Colorado is because while we were on TV here, on a 50,000 watt station. No, not 50,000. This KLTT is 50,000 watt, but we were on TV also. We were being simulcast on radio and TV, cable, broadcast, and satellite. And in Colorado, we were on a 5 million watt broadcast TV station, also on cable, also on satellite. But in Indiana, we had all that, but in two major population centers in two cities.
Oh, boy.
Indianapolis in the center of the state, and up north in the South Bend Notre Dame market.
Right, right.
And so that's why we've had such a large base of love and support from Indiana. So you guys in Indiana, hey, you've helped us for all these years. Please stay with us now. And Leslie, it gets more difficult every 4 years because Christians get obsessed with the politics.
Right.
And they sort of tend to think that, well, if I, as long as I register as a Republican, I'm doing my duty to God. As long as I register as a Republican, I'm doing my duty to God.
Yeah, exactly.
And actually, God requires a lot more of us than that.
He does, so, but so many Republicans have yet to learn that sorry lesson, don't you think?
Yeah. Well, one of the nation's leading pro-life leaders interacted with some of our group here in Denver just over the last few days.
Mm-hmm.
And some folks have been posting from prolifeprofiles.com. And from,
I know I have.
You have? So many, actually, around the country. So many have. And from republicansagainstromney.com. And I won't say his name. Maybe I should say his name. But his last name starts with a sh and ends with a dler. But but anyway, he said, you know, I've never seen any evidence that Romney has any exceptions.
Yeah, right.
Mitt Romney.
Right.
And it's like, why? And this is a Christian pro-life leader? It's a leader?
Well, you know, I put the quote out there on an appropriate posting on Facebook that I can't quote like you can, but it's the flip-flop flip.
Oh, yeah. It's just hysterical.
Can you do it from the off the top of your
head?
Well,
I don't know, but the Olympic double twist, flip. Yeah, and the sad thing is he's taken every position, every alleged pro-life position on the entire spectrum just in the last 8 months.
Yeah, how does he even
every
know what
position
he stands for at this point?
Right.
It's just, and
yeah.
And Ann Romney yesterday comes out saying marriage and the life issue, they're just superfluous issues. We need to be talking about the economy.
Right, because what really matters is money.
Right.
What matters to God is money. And, you know, the Bible says it doesn't matter if you have righteousness. What matters is that you have great revenue. That's what the wait, I got
whoops,
that
backwards.
I have dyslexia. I have dyslexia. Oh, here it is. The Bible says, what good are vast revenues with injustice?
Oh,
so if you kill innocent children and you destroy marriage by saying the perversion of homosexuality, that homosexuals could get married, you are destroying the foundation of right and wrong that a society must be built on. And so, yeah, the Republican Party, they don't support marriage because they don't support marriage.
Yeah.
And they don't support that Jesus said God made us male and female because they don't believe that. And they don't care about unborn children because they don't care about unborn children. And all of that because they don't care about God. Let's go to the phones. And we have Greg Jackson. Greg, welcome back to Bob and Yurt Live.
Hey, Bob. It's always a pleasure.
We mentioned your name earlier. Leslie Hanks mentioned you and Steve Dace as co-authors of a great new book.
Hi, Greg.
Well, hey, Leslie. Well, we're all seeing it come to fruition, aren't we? We're getting fooled over and over again. And I think you were talking about money, right? And Ann Romney, I think she got that from the Book of Mormon, or what we could call the Book of Mammon. Because that essentially has become many people's demigod that they pay homage to. And like you said, Bob, and like you say every day on your show, unless we start majoring in the majors and get to the root of the problem, which is standing for righteousness, not compromising on the things that God said we must never compromise on, It's all really just a waste of time to talk about any of the other issues. The economy will never get better in this country. God will never bless a nation, I don't believe, who continues to allow the murder of 4,000 babies a day.
Mm. So true, Greg. And you know, the funny thing, all the people that say they care so much about the economy, they don't understand that even like with the Social Security system, used to be that there was upwards towards 100 people paying in for every person receiving benefits. Right now, it's 3 people paying in for every recipient, and it's about to go to 2. So
we're reaping what we have sown.
And, hey, Greg, and the Republicans are only just behind the Democrats in spending. In fact, that's only because of the cycle, because since World War II, every Republican administration has outspent all the previous Democratic administrations. And so that'll be hard to keep up that track record now that Obama's been in office. But what could we expect?
I have faith in him, Bob. They can do it.
What can we expect when the Republicans spend like drunken sailors? And what an insult to drunken sailors when Republicans do that with the Bush administration during a time of war, putting our social spending on steroids through the roof so that even Planned Parenthood got hundreds of millions of dollars more than Bill Clinton was able to give them. And so we delude ourselves into thinking that this is all because of the Democrats when the Republicans are socialists and child killers and promoting homosexuality and telling kids in school that they've evolved from animals. That's all the Republicans. So when the Republicans do that, how much worse will the Democrats be? Of course they will be. But the problem is in our house. It's not in their house.
Yes, and that's essentially, that's the core message of our book, We Won't Get Fooled Again, which is that, you know, for years I was drinking the Republican Kool-Aid and loved ripping on the Democrats and talking about how all the evils of the world were caused by Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid, and we call that I Roll Radio.
I Roll Radio, that right? Obama.
So we, when I was a child, I thought like a child, and now we realize that we have to take an honest assessment, an honest inventory of ourselves as Christians. How are we walking? I think it's funny, Bob, when you see all of these quote-unquote conservatives talking about the godless Democrat convention. Well, that's true, but at least they're honest about it. And Steve Gates was on your show talking about that the other day, and I think shedding some really good insight on
that. At least they're honest about it, Greg. George W. Bush, he made sure that no one mentioned the name of Jesus Christ during the convention. George W. Bush had every primetime speaker was a pro-abort, everyone, to guarantee that the future leadership of the party would be pro-abortion. And so you're exactly right. When Jesus said that the wolf in sheep's clothing is more dangerous than the wolf.
Yeah, but Bob, you're forgetting something very important.
Yeah.
For you, Leslie. They're Republicans.
There you
Republicans,
go.
Republicans are always better than Democrats. Okay, always. It doesn't matter because we all know, Bob, that Republicans are single-issue voters, aren't they?
Yeah, party. Partisan politics.
Party, party, party.
Right.
Here's speaking of parties.
If they weren't, they would oppose Romney. If they were not single-issue voters, they'd oppose Romney. But go ahead.
Here's the thing, Bob. I posted on Facebook today. I get a kick out of all of these quote-unquote conservatives ripping on the Democrat godless convention, which it was. But that's not a big surprise. That's an eye roll.
That's eye roll radio. Wait, I just got a news flash. News in. Leslie, did you hear this? Barack Obama is evil. Wow. Sean Hannity will do 3 hours on that today. Barack Obama is a big spending socialist.
But the Republican Party just nominated a man who signed the death warrants of tiny babies at $50 a pop, ushered in sodomy-based marriage to America, forced Catholic charities to give children to homosexual couples, even though he wasn't legally obligated to. Oh, and by the way, is a fifth-generation high priest in an anti-Christical cult. And so, I'm sorry, that's not godless?
Yeah, it's utterly godless. And the track record of Mitt Romney is so horrific, you can show that Barack Obama is the lesser of two evils. And Leslie, I like asking these Christian friends of mine, if I can show you that Barack Obama is the lesser of two evils. Will you vote for Barack Obama? And they say, no, never. Like Brian Fisher from the American Family Association said, no, never. And so then the question is, then why are you using that as your defense of voting for this child killer, Mitt Romney, when it's really not that he's the lesser of two evils? Because even if you were convinced that he is more evil than Obama, you're still going to vote for him, so that your compromise has made you fully willing to support and vote for evil, and even to lie about evil and to say it's not so evil. So compromise on do not murder. There is no bottom to that abyss. There is no wickedness that a Christian will not tolerate or even defend once he decides to look the other way when God's command, do not murder, is being violated.
Amen. Absolutely. Amen.
And that's why I so appreciate your efforts, Bob, and Leslie, your perpetual efforts to, regardless of the circumstances, to stand up for the unborn in obedience to God. And that's what we're going to do on Friday night. And I don't know if you've talked about it yet with your audience, but I want to encourage everybody to go to the Colorado Right to Life Banquet Friday night, because it's going to be a blessing to you. You're going to be able to hear Steve Daish, who, in my opinion, I think you guys agree, is one of the most witty and talented and thoughtful talk radio show hosts in America.
And funny.
And truthful.
And truthful. And I think...
And that's rare.
Oh, yeah. Because you know what? It's a threat to your career.
Absolutely.
Have I become your enemy because I've told you the truth?
Yeah, I call him Joseph because he's like in Potiphar's house, and Potiphar just loves him and lets him do everything, and he gets away with it somehow. I believe, you know,
yeah.
his message is very important, and I think that it will bless those who come to the banquet, because Steve has a personal story. I don't think he shared it on your show, Bob, but this is why the life issue is so important to Steve and his entire family. And regardless of what the ballot initiative...
Greg, they're after you, Greg.
They're after me. I know it's Romney. He's following me around.
You have a scrambler on your iPhone?
But I think that if there were ever a time for pro-lifers to come together, it's now, Bob. Mm. Because the devil wants us to quit. The devil wants us to think that we're defeated. Of course, many of us are fatigued, but now I believe is the time to encourage one another, to inspire one another, to refresh one another, because one way or the other, whether it's this year or 2014, I don't know what year it's going to be, personhood will pass. Mm. The rights of the unborn will be restored from conception to natural death. Because like you said a couple shows ago, Bob, and I loved it, we know how the story ends. We already have the victory in Christ. We win, they lose, and we can never lose when we stand for righteousness. So I want to really encourage people, if they haven't done so, to sign up today. Sign up now. We want to fill the place Friday evening, and you're going to hear a wonderful speech by Steve Daish. Bob, I know that you have some things planned, and in terms of showing people kind of where we're at with regard to personhood
where
in Colorado.
Where we are at in the battle. I have the honor and privilege each year at the banquet to give a status report and an overview of where we've come from and where we are at and where we're headed.
I'm always so grateful that you do that, Bob, because I forget what we've done. I really do.
So many things have happened that it feels to me like we are living in the Bible days. Well, because we are. This is the Bible, the New Testament. I mean, yeah. It goes through to the Lord's return. So we're living in the Bible days, but the most amazing things happen on a regular basis around here. Stunning things that you just would never think possible, and they happen.
Absolutely.
And so,
I just want to say in my own life, I can attest to that, because, you know, whenever things look the bleakest, that's when you really have to rely on the Lord, and that's when he's at his best. And I truly believe that, you know, the Bible talks about, you know, that God looks at things different than man looks at things. We look at things with our earthly fleshly eyes, But God's ways are different than man's ways. And I believe that more important than anything, Bob, is that if we are just merely obedient, like you always talk about on your show, if we're merely just obedient in doing what God has commanded us to do, not in a legalistic sense, but because we love the Lord and we're thankful.
Yeah,
and we want to be tools to advance righteousness.
Right, Greg.
I will be blessed.
Yeah, then we can enjoy God's blessing. But when we lie, like the Scheidlers, when we lie and say Mitt Romney is pro-life, he doesn't have any exceptions, he doesn't support any exceptions. I mean, it's hard to find a Democrat lie that's that bald of a lie.
Well, I found one today. A Colorado pro-life group endorses Mitt Romney for president. I looked at that headline and I thought, who are they talking about?
Yeah, because it sounds like Colorado Right to Life, right?
It does.
But it's a small group with hardly a website, and not a single human being is quoted.
That's right.
In this
story. The group said, it doesn't say anything about who their spokesperson is, their leadership is, but there is a Stephen Ertelt blog roll on there, on their website.
All right. Now, Stephen Ertelt runs lifenews.com. And maybe with today's show, we'll post an internet little banner ad that says, warning, avoid Life News, use LifeSiteNews.com.
LifeSiteNews is great. They're great.
Because Life News is against the effort to fight for the right to life of the unborn child. They're literally against that effort.
That's right.
It's one thing to say, I don't think it'll work. They oppose the effort.
Yeah.
And they try to undermine the effort. And many do. Many who are in the, you know, it used to be a cash cow for the pro-life industry. Just they collected millions of dollars just on their partial birth abortion fiasco alone. They collected $250 million on a ban that was a fraud that never had the authority to save one baby from being aborted. And now it's law and it hasn't stopped one abortion, not one.
Absolutely.
So it's a fraud, but they made a lot of money off of this scam.
I was just going to say the sheep's clothing is starting to come off of a lot of people. We're starting to see them. I mean, they're just nakedly out there. Karl Rove has basically said, we don't want to talk about these issues that are divisive, you know, like child murder and mainstreaming homosexuality.
Hey, Greg, Leslie has a report on Karl Rove.
Well, just people should be watching for his name to be coming up with the Komen fiasco, because apparently he was the person that talked the leadership of
the
Komen.
The CEO of Komen into restoring funding for Planned Parenthood that Karl Rove, George W. Bush's brain, urged Komen to restore funding to Planned Parenthood. And Leslie, I've been saying for decades on the air that when the Republican candidates are saying we're against funding for Planned Parenthood, they are liars. They say that to pro-lifers and they increase the funding. They're liars.
Absolutely. Hey, can I just put in a plug for Bob Enyart Live before I go, and because I know time is running out?
I'll give you 30 seconds to cut that out, Greg. Yeah, we're almost off the air. Go ahead, quick.
I want to encourage people during the telethon also to go to KGOV.com, because if there is no radio like this anywhere in the Rocky Mountains, very few in the United States, where you're going to get Bible-based truth and discussion like we had here today. And Bob, I'm just so thankful for your ministry, and I'm just hoping that people, whatever they can give, we'll go to KGOV.com or call the number and donate it and give as much as they can, because I love you guys. And
well,
you,
Greg, thank you.
Keep up the good fight.
Thank you so much, Greg. We're out of time. Leslie, you have a last thought?
Folks, come out and meet Greg at the banquet Friday night.
Yeah.
Greg's our MC and Steve Dace, our marvelous speaker, and you'll be there with your great presentation, and so, we hope you can join us.
Yeah, so ColoradoRightToLife.org to register for the banquet, or call them at 303-753-9394. The same phone number, and you could use your computer to help rescue signatures. You just do a search. It's so interesting to do. 303-753-9394, and we're at kgov.com.
It's telethon time. It's September. It's the Bob Enyart Live annual telethon. Can you help keep Bob Enyart on the air for another year? I know you can do it. Every subscription, we're giving away Bob's brand new video on the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Have you ever wondered what happened to the tree of the knowledge of good and evil? Have you ever wondered why it is that God put that tree in the midst of the garden? I've wondered a lot of things about the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And Bob's brand new video version of his insightful teaching on the tree of the knowledge of good and evil is free for anyone who subscribes to any of our monthly subscriptions. Our newest product, our monthly sermon audios on standard compact disc, allows you to listen to the sermon on any CD player, including the one in your car. You can also get the monthly sermons on MP3 CD, or you can get the video version of the monthly sermon videos on DVD. Bob's monthly Bible studies are now available on DVD or MP3 CD. These are great for starting your own family Bible study or a neighborhood Bible study. And Bob's monthly topical videos give you a new topical video each month. And with the best of Bob, you can get the best 8 Bob Enyart Live shows every month. Folks, I know you get a lot out of Bob Enyart Live, and it's time to pay a little bit forward. Help keep Bob Enyart Live on the air. Call us up or go to kgov.com, subscribe to one of Bob's monthly teaching series, or just make a donation, $5, $10, $5,000, $10,000. It's the Bob Enyart Telethon. We need your help to keep on the air. God bless you.